It's the Reality TV Happy Hour with Jordan Parhar, because you can't spell Parhar without R-H-A-P. Reality TV Happy Hour. Reality TV Happy Hour.
The Price is Right Big Brother edition has come to a close, which means it's time for another edition of the Reality TV Happy Hour. What's going on, everybody? My name's Jordan Parhar, and I'm with you once again to talk about some Big Brother-related activities. And today we're talking about something that's a little different from what we would normally discuss on the Happy Hour, and that is a game show that's not just a reality show, and that is The Price is Right. Yes, CBS, if you have not heard, is hosting reality TV-themed editions of The Price is Right in primetime all this week. We had a Survivor edition last night. We had a Big Brother edition tonight, and there's going to be an Amazing Race edition tomorrow. So I figured, why not? Rob said he couldn't do it. He's in Reno, so he gave the reins to me, and I figured, okay, well, why not just gather the whole band together? We'll discuss it as if it's a Big Brother episode, even though, it's The Price is Right is a little different, but there was a lot of really good moments, and I found it to be very entertaining. So it should be a really, maybe be a little more casual than the normal podcasts that we do, but I think it will still be very fun. So let's go around the horn first. If you're watching us live on this blab, you'll notice that he is not wearing glasses. And in fact, I think this is the first live podcast we've ever done in which nobody is wearing glasses with all of us. It's Alex Kidwell, ladies and gentlemen. Alex, how are you?
Well, yeah, I suppose that'd be true because I don't think I've ever podcasted without my glasses. So, yeah, it's a different look for me. But, yeah, no, I wasn't expecting this to be a video show. You know, much like your buddy or your BBCan BFF Raul Manriquez, I do not appreciate being, like, thrust into this position where my appearance is to be judged, and I wasn't prepared.
Yes!
I didn't realize you had a Raul impression, Alex, and that yes you heard was Brent Wolgamont, who also was preparing for a Skype and spent I don't know how much time in the pre-show trying to figure out his hat situation, but he's decided to screw the hat, and he's going with just his natural hair tonight.
Right. Natural hair. I had the kitty hat that James wore last season on, but it wasn't working for me. So here I am. Remember, people, of the four of us, I'm the one who's actually been on The Price is Right. So make sure you listen to me. I know what I'm talking about.
You're the expert for once.
I can't wait.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see what Brent has to say with to Taryn tonight. It should be entertaining. And then last but not least, you heard that smug remark. It's the great Taryn Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. And I wouldn't say it's a smug remark. I'd say it's like a $1 extra bid.
Okay, and we're back. Sorry for that. What happened was is that Alex Kidwell, his internet is really acting up. I guess I don't know. He had to get some technician to come in today and take a look at it, but that technician needs to take another look because Alex's internet was like seeping into ours, and ours was all slowing down, and so we had to vote Alex out of this podcast, unfortunately. So. Unfortunately, no Alex Kidwell, RIP Alex, but he will be back with me tomorrow. We will be live talking to Joel Lefebvre from Big Brother Canada 4, and that will be on a Google Hangout Live. So, yeah, we'll be taking your questions, we'll be taking your tweets. We have the chat room going to robinswebsite.com. Should be a really fun show. So for all you Alex Kidwell fans out there, he will be back tomorrow. Okay, guys. I can't even remember. We spent so much time waiting for Alex, and now I lost where we were at. But what we're doing today is we're going to talk about the Big Brother Price is Right, and we're just going to talk about the episode, who we saw, what was entertaining, what was funny, who screwed up, all that kind of stuff. So it should be a really fun show. We are live on a blab, so if you guys want to send in your questions, you can get those into us. Just type in slash Q in the chat, and we will get into those later on in the show. If you have a webcam and a pair of headphones as well, since Alex got voted out of this podcast, if you have solid internet and you want to talk to us, please feel free. You can just hit the, I think there's like a call in button in the bottom right. You can click on that chat, and we'll be taking some calls later on in the show to get your guys' takes on what happened tonight on The Price is Right. So it should be a lot of fun. Before we get into it, Brent, you mentioned it while Taryn was insulting you earlier. Let's talk about your experience on The Price is Right for those who do not know.
Well, if you have never seen me on The Price is Right, all you need to do is go to YouTube and type in The Price is Right and Brent, my first name, and my video will come up right away. I was on The Price is Right in 2002 with Bob Barker, so not with Drew Carey. I was on The Price is Right in its glory years, so to speak. It was a great show. You know, like just like everybody who was on the show tonight, I'm sure when they walked into the studio, the first thing they thought was, I cannot believe how small this place is. Because on TV, it looks like a glorious, huge studio, but when you go in, it's like the size of a closet. So it's a interesting experience going there live. I made it on the show on my made it up on stage on my second time trying, and I've since got my sister and our very own Scott Green on The Price is Right. So I'm 3 for 3 in terms of getting people on The Price is Right. So if you want to get on The Price is Right, come at me.
And to refresh my memory, Brent, how did you do?
I won. I played. I made it. First of all, I was called next to last. I barely made it up at the last moment by $1-ing somebody. The lady bid $1. I bid $2 because I thought everybody else was over, and they were. I made it up on stage. I played cliffhangers for a dining room set, which is sitting over here to my left. My partner wants to get rid of it, but I will not let him. And I won a big screen TV to get up on stage and some gold and platinum dinnerware. When I went to the big wheel, I was the highest winner for that half of the show, but I didn't make it on the big wheel, and that was it. But it was still an amazing experience.
So there you go. Brent is our, you know, normally I feel like I'm the vet of the podcast who's been on the show that we're talking about, or at least, you know, a show similar to the show that we're talking about. But Brent is really the veteran here. So Brent, you are you're really our go-to guy tonight. So this should be fun. I'm excited to get into it. I myself, I remember like when I was like really young, like watching The Price is Right, and I didn't really understand what was going on. And then, you know, when I would stay home or come home from preschool or whatever with my mom. But I hadn't, before this episode tonight, I hadn't seen The Price is Right in maybe like 10 years or something like that. So I really don't know what's going on with this.
Okay.
So Brent, you're going to have to really help me out a lot. Taryn, have you watched a lot of The Price is Right?
No, I am also a filthy casual for The Price is Right.
Okay, so Taryn and I don't know what we're talking about. Brent is going to school us on all this stuff, so it should be entertaining. I'm looking forward to getting into it. So let's just, before we get into the actual episode, let's just talk about who we saw tonight in terms of who was in the cast of Big Brother, people that we saw come on stage and was really, you know, sitting, I don't know what you would call that, in the audience, I guess. Taryn, who were you happy to see tonight?
Oh, well, I mean, obviously Will and Janelle, you know, right off the bat. I was also very happy to see Brittany up there, although we didn't really get to see enough of her, quite frankly. And I was very happy to see that, you know, everybody's favorite brother on Big Brother, he was there, but nothing happened with it.
Yep. Frankie Grande, 6 chances to make it up on stage, somehow couldn't get it done. Girl, bye.
How amazing was that, hey, that like they want Frankie on there so bad and he's just can't, and he was being a little weasel too. He was like putting like betting one up and doing stuff, and you see that face that Dave Vaughn made at him like after the,
right,
he did.
But the hilarious part though, JP, is that he consistently did it in wrong opportunities where it really didn't benefit him. Like, I mean, it was obvious to me that it wasn't the winning bid, that the person that he did it to was over. I think one time he did it in the middle. Like, it just wasn't very good bidding strategy for a lot of the contestants tonight. A few people did it right and a few people got lucky, namely Rachel Riley. Is she hyphenating her name now? Rachel Riley.
Yeah, yeah. Riley Villegas. I did Villegas. Not know that.
She got up on stage with a very interesting bid on the first game.
Okay, well, let's talk about that first bid in that first round. So the first round, we have Dr. Will and Brian, who was actually wearing a Big Brother 2 shirt, which I was like, whoa, okay, where do you get that? That's pretty impressive.
Right.
So those two, we had Janelle and His name was spelled Jeffrey, but Drew Carey kept calling him Joffrey. So I don't know. That. Maybe his name was Joffrey. I'm not sure. We'll call him Joffrey just for the sake of this. The aforementioned Rachel Riley Villegas was there, as well as Frankie Grande and his partner Katie. So this first round, we had a camcorder. So the first bid was Will and Brian, and Brian was, he just seemed so confident about his bids the entire night. And Will was just like, he didn't want anything to do with the guy, which is so ironic based on how the show ended up turning out.
Well, I thought that Will was being a little bit hard on him because it seemed to me like the guy knew what he was doing. Like, he obviously knew The Price is Right. Here's the thing. I can tell by people who are fans of The Price is Right if they know where they're supposed to stand and what they're supposed to do when they win a prize. In the Drew era of Price is Right, when you win a prize, he loves you. He does not, Bob, like, send people off the stage the other way. Drew likes to send people over to the prizes and have them celebrate over there. So once this guy won later in the show, when he finally got up on stage, he just bolted right over to like whatever he won, which is like a dining room set or whatever he won. It didn't matter. He knew what he was doing. He was a fan of the show. So, I mean, yes, Will was dogging him, but his bids weren't bad. He was just getting a little bit unlucky.
It's obvious, like, Will immediately starts off with his strategy of, like, I'm above this game. I don't care. He's doing it wrong. If he gets it wrong, it's all on him. And if I get it right, then it's all on me.
Classic Dr. Will, but that's why he's the best, right? I mean, you're so convinced. Like, I was like, oh, like, because when I was watching it, I was just like, oh, yeah, Dr. Will said that's bad, so it must be bad.
Right.
So I was just like, okay, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. But it turned out pretty well for Brian in the end. So, I mean, can't really doubt with what he's going with. So this first round, there's a camcorder. Will and Brian go with 1,800.
800. Janelle, 800.
Sorry, 800. Thank you, Brent. 800. I'm looking at the number below me. This is why I have you here, Brent. So they go with 800. Janelle and Joffrey go with 1,601. Rachel and Lisa go with 1180, and then Frankie and Katie go with 801, which I actually thought when I saw that, I was like, oh, I think Frankie's got this, because I just thought, oh, camcorder, I mean, it can't really be that much. The correct answer was 1515, which, you know, Rachel Riley or Villegas gets really lucky, and Lisa with that answer there with Janelle, right, and Joffrey going over. So Brent, help me out with this. You said you thought that this was they got really lucky here. So explain the casuals.
I didn't love their bid. I mean, they're only giving themselves about a $400 range. I hated Frankie's bid of 801. There's no way that bid's going to be correct. And here's the reason why. And Scott didn't mention this last night when he was talking to Rob in the Survivor cast. A lot of people who don't watch The Price is Right don't realize that the first item up for bids is always a prize that looks like it costs less than what it really is. And there's a reason for that. The reason is because The Price is Right is all about energy and fun and smiles and laughter and good times. And do you know how much steam they lose on a show like this? If they go through, they call everyone down, everyone's jumping up and down, they all bid, and then it's an overbid, and you get the buzzer, which is what happens if all four of them overbid and they have to bid again. So The Price is Right producers do not want that. They intentionally pick prizes that cost more than what they look. So there was no way 801 was going to win this. Every prize, I've never seen a prize in the modern day era of Price is Right that is under $1,000 for the first item up for bids.
So there we go. Some insight there from Brent. Strats, I did not know, man, that. Yeah, this it's very impressive. Okay, so Rachel and Lisa go up there. They win this round. Taryn, are pregnant people able to run that much? Because Rachel was looking real pregnant, and she was running around and, like, jumping around. And I was like, I'm a little scared.
Are you suggesting that she's faking it?
I'm not suggesting it. I'm
no,
just
she
saying,
was just
like,
amazing.
Yeah, like, how does... what? Like, how do you, I mean, you guys have not been pregnant before, so you wouldn't know.
Oh, really?
But maybe someone in the comments, if you could please let me know, because I was very curious watching that. I just thought, something about like that. I don't know. Like, I feel like pregnant women aren't supposed to run around that much, but good on Rachel, right?
She's no floater, Jordan. She plays it dangerously.
Yeah, she's a professional. She was great.
She was great. Rachel was great. So they get into they go into the Plinko round, which Rob, I don't know if it was Rob or Scott, correctly called this last night, saying that they were saving Plinko for the Big Brother night, which sure enough they did. So I was confused because I was like trying to take notes and I was trying to like watch this. So how do you win? You win the money that you get on Plinko, Brent? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, it's a cash game. You can win up to $50,000. You get one chip for free. You can get four more chips, and each one of those chips is possibly worth $10,000 if you hit it in the middle slot. That's how
okay,
it works.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So when they said she won $3,000, she still won. She just didn't get, like, the best case scenario.
Right. She won $3,000. Technically, in Price is Right lore, that's considered a loss. A game like this is considered a win if you get the chip in the center square at least one time. So, yeah.
Okay.
But still, she got $3,000. So, hey. Yeah.
More than she came into it with. So, good for her.
I mean, really, they should have got Sarah Hanlon on this one, right?
That's right. That's the comp that Sarah's. That's right. Sarah's the master of the Plinko. Sarah Hanlon. I don't know if Sarah was watching tonight, but yeah,
I forgot that's the veto that she won. Yeah,
that's right. Right. The Ramada Inn challenge.
That was the weirdest product placement ever. Oh my god. Yes.
They did that back-to-back years on Big Brother Canada. They had the Ramada Challenge that John won to backdoor Arlie, and it was like T-shirts. And then that one was Plinko. But anyway, a different podcast. Okay, round two, we have the Smart TV, and Mama Day gets called up to the stage. She comes up with Bethany. How great is Mama Day? Like, seriously, I love Davon. Davon is awesome.
We were cheated last season when we didn't get to see more of Davon. And I think he actually called her down as Davon, but it's definitely Davon. I think at least Drew got it right. But yeah, she was wonderful. And we'll talk about more of her once they get up on stage.
Yeah, Davon was really great. I felt like out of all of these people, if anyone helped their stock, at least of getting called back, I feel like Davon has got to be that person. So many of these people, they already were in that discussion to begin with. Do you think that Davon was like, because for me, like watching it, like I didn't know who was on this thing. Davon probably surprised me the most out of the people that got called up, especially when we had, you know, Jesse in the audience. And who else did we have?
We had Austin, we had the Austin twins.
Right. Yeah,
Jen
exactly.
From BB8. Oh my God, can we have her back for All Stars, please? Oh, she was great. I love it. So many fun things. Yes.
So many fun things. Okay, Taryn, did you write down the bids for this round?
Oh no.
Okay,
that you would.
I have it. I just wanted to give you a chance to speak, but I will ask you in a sec. Okay, so we'll quickly run through it. So Mama Day and Bethany, they go 2,200. Frankie Grande and Katie, they go 2,201.
Dumb bid. It was a dumb bid. I'm sorry. You don't bid like that. You're asking for somebody to do what happened. Yes.
And that's what happened. Brian and Dr. Will go 1,400.
That's
and
a good Janelle, bid. 1,400
and Janelle,
was a good bid.
Janelle and Joffrey go 2202. And as Brent mentioned, Frankie got one upped. And sure enough, Janelle and Brian ended up winning that with the 2202, which really surprised me. Taryn, who do you think was going to win that one?
I was thinking that Will's team was actually doing pretty well. But you know, at the time, as soon as Janelle wins, I'm thinking, well, of course Janelle wins. She's destined to just continue to beat Will over and over.
Can I just say something a little inside baseball about Price is Right also on this one as well? Okay, here's a reason why you do not $1 somebody, meaning add a dollar to their bid, unless you're at least the next to last bidder. Okay, it's okay if you did it in Will's spot. Will and his team were the third bidders here. Because if you $1 somebody, yes, the person after you might $1 you as well, which is what happened in this case. But at least for the next game, you get the last bid because they're the winners. The bid, you know, it always rotates from left to right based on who won the previous game. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So if Will and this guy had done that in this case, And even if they got beat, they would still have the last bid on the next game. So that's not a bad opportunity to do that. Frankie and his team did it like second out of the box. And he gets the worst of both worlds because number one, they don't win the prize to get up on stage. Number two, now they do not have the last bid going into the next round.
Is this what it's like to listen to me talk about Big Brother?
Well, I'm just telling you, like if you
no, Brent, you're doing a great job.
If you
it
go
all
to
out.
Price is Right, you need to have your ducks in a row, honey.
There we go. Yeah. So Brent is also he'll help you get on the Price is Right. Yeah, Brent will help you get on, and then he'll coach you as well before you get on. So so make sure. Yes. Reach out, tweet him. He's at One Lucky Gay if you want to go on The Price is Right. So Joffrey and Janelle, they move on here, and then they play this game, Pushover, in order to win the hammock and the spa. Is this a common game, Brent?
Very common game. It's a quick game. They do it when they're trying to save time. This was set up for a win from the start. They wanted them to win this. The other possibilities for numbers weren't really all that feasible. Maybe the 5,000 at the end, but you know, they correctly guessed that it was $8,000, and I was glad to see that Janelle helped the guy out.
Yeah, I think that worked out really well. That one seemed like, yeah, it was kind of a gimme, as did a few of the prizes that we saw tonight, but that one for certain. Yeah. Round three. So we had so far we had the camcorder, the smart TV, and then we have the turntable and speakers. Taryn, I saw that prize and I was kind of like, I was like, wait, what? Like they had vinyl records and stuff like that. Like, is that a thing? Like, because I was surprised. Like, that's not something I thought was really common to see, especially on The Price is Right.
Well, are you a hipster? I mean,
no, I'm not. So I guess
there you go.
Okay. All right. So there. Wait. So you have a turntable and speakers and everything.
Are you calling
right,
me a hipster?
Not just maybe. I'm not. I didn't say it.
I watch way too much Big Brother for that.
Well, hey, JP, you totally jumped the gun. We forgot to discuss who got called down.
Of course. Big Jeff. Yes, Big Jeff.
Yes.
Big Jeff and Lauren. She was very excited to have Big Jeff.
I would be too.
I'm sure a lot of people would be. Oh, good old Big Jeff. Hey, yeah. Dumbledore. Good thing there was no, Die Hard.
I loved at the end though when he got evicted and Julie said you've been evicted. He's like, yeah, I know the routine. Yeah, that was great. I mean, he's totally in on the joke. I love that part. Yeah,
that was really good. So, okay, this round. Let's see. Lauren and Big Jeff, they go 1,100. Bethany and Mama Day go 733. Frankie and Katie go 1,105. And Brian and Dr. Will go $1. Correct answer was 915. Brent, any criticisms of the bids this round?
No, none. Actually, I think all of them were pretty okay. 1,100 is fine. The 730 that Davon and her team bid, that's good. You want to at least go over the previous bid by $400 or $500 or go under by about $400 or $500, depending on how you feel about the prize, so that hopefully somebody else doesn't $1 you. You don't want to give them an opening like what Frankie did in the previous round. Then Frankie did 1,105, which again, he's following my advice from the previous round that I just gave you, where if you're going to quote unquote $1 somebody, you want to make sure you're either last or next to last. That way you get the first bid on the next round. He did that, got a little unlucky that they didn't win. And then Will and his team bid $1. That's probably the one suspect bid. It's a primetime show. They're never going to have prizes that are under $700 on a primetime show. It's just not very common.
Okay, so this round, so they walk away with that. They get, and then the prize, the game is one away, and the prize is a Ford Fusion. So that I was like, oh, okay, Ford Fusion, not bad. So that's pretty impressive. Anyway, Mama Day and what's her name, Bethany, they play this game. I thought there was no way that she was going to get this thing, but I guess it goes to show how naive I am. Brent, was this one rigged too?
I wouldn't say it was rigged, but this girl, first of all, this girl, you could tell she was a fan of Big Brother and she was a fan of The Price is Right because she knew about the Mighty Sound Effects Lady. She made sure, because if she didn't say, "Oh, Mighty Sound Effects Lady, is there one number right? Oh, Mighty Sound Effects Lady," Drew would have corrected her and said, "No, you got to say, Oh, Mighty Sound Effects Lady every time." So she knew what she was doing, and she correctly changed two of the numbers. I do think it was more set up for a win than a loss because the last number was 5, and usually when they want to give prizes away, or sorry, when they want to give cars away, the last number ends in a 5 or a 0 usually. So there was that. I thought she got a little unlucky that she wasn't more correct on some of the previous numbers when she tried it the first time, but she made some good changes and I was glad to see they won.
Okay. Taryn, any thoughts on the Ford Fusion or the win by Bethany and Mama Day?
No, I mean, that was a very strange, like I don't understand the ritual for asking for the sound effects. That was very strange to me. And then the sound effects themselves, it sounded to me like that she got it wrong. Like it was a wrong sound effect and not a right sound effect.
Well, that's why you're not a fan of The Price is Right. That's a car honk. It's a honk of a car, like going, like if you don't hear it.
That's like a bad sound.
Yeah, this is the way it's been done on The Price is Right for the last 20 years.
Yeah, Taryn and I are out to lunch. We don't really know what's going on. We should have just called this, two guys who don't know anything about The Price is Right and one super. This is like, we should do something like this with Big Brother one time. Like we should get two people that have never seen Big Brother and get them to talk to Taryn or myself. And then we have us try to explain the game. So that's round 3. Round 4. We get the designer accessories and shoes. And
are we forgetting the big wheel?
No, get the wheel. I mean, I don't know. What do we need to talk about the wheel? I mean, we see. Okay, is the wheel important? Okay, well, I don't know. Is the wheel so important?
Well, the wheel's so important because it determines who goes to the showcase at the end. And not only that, Julie Chen evicted 2 of them, which was freaking fabulous.
Okay. So we have who? Okay, so Joffrey and Janelle, they make it to the wheel. Davon and Bethany make it to the wheel.
Right.
And then who was the last one?
Lisa and Rachel.
And Rachel, right. Okay. So, I mean, this is just all chance. There's nothing real. There's no way to rig this, right?
Right.
There's
all chance.
There's no strategy. It's all chance.
I'm not going to discuss the strategy of the wheel. I'm just saying, acknowledge the fact that Janelle and Jeffrey made it to the showcase. And by the way, the wheel is the showcase showdown. The things at the end where they're bidding, that's the showcases. Do not mix them up. Okay.
I thought it was like, it was so weird to see Janelle like choosing to stay at 65, which eliminates Rachel. And it was like, Janelle is evicting Rachel from the game. And I was like, this feels like fan fiction to me. Like, who knew that these people would be playing a game together where they're evicting each other?
Right. And I love the fact that Julie Chen gave the guy a key when he won and made it to the showcase.
That was great. Cool.
That was a great touch. And the memory wall was great. Yeah,
that was good. Julie Chen was good tonight. I thought Julie was really good. I mean, Julie is somebody who I think, you know, if you think about it, even like 5 years ago, you would think of somebody who's like very stiff and like cold and not really warm-hearted. But Julie seemed really good tonight. I really thought that, she brought some energy. She brought some entertainment to the show. She seemed to be genuinely excited for the people participating. So I don't know. I saw a little bit of Arissa Cox coming out in Julie. Maybe that's just the Big Brother canon. Maybe that's just Julie getting better with age. Who knows? But interesting to see that from the Chen
bot tonight. It's really hard not to have a good time when The Price is Right. I mean, seriously.
I was going to ask that, Brent, because like it seemed like everybody was over the top, like cheering. Some people, it seemed like they were dead in the eyes, but they were still cheering. Like, do they really instruct you? Like,
Like they have a warm up guy come out and get everybody excited. I mean, plus you're on The Price is Right. I mean, this is an institution, Taryn. I mean, I know that you two could give two you know what's about it, but I have watched The Price is Right since I was like 3 years old and could barely comprehend what was happening on my television. I mean, I watched it all through the Bob years, now through the Drew years. I mean, it's great. And not only that, but they have a guy who's right to the left of the camera. Like as you're looking at the bidders in contestants row, there's a guy who's directly to the left, who's literally telling everybody to clap every time that something, you know, amazing happens. So if you're not clapping, they'll make sure you're clapping.
All right. So much inside baseball. This is great. I feel like this is like a good now, like after I know, now that I know this stuff, Brent, I feel like I should pay really like start watching the prices right. And I should start paying attention.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So round four.
And just so you know, you can get on, I'm pretty sure, from Canada, because they have plenty of Canadians who make it on the show. I know they have over the years. Bob always used to say the fact that, oh, you're from Canada? Yeah. So I'm going to check into that for you. I'm pretty sure you can. I know you can't get on Survivor or Big Brother, but I'm pretty sure you can get on Price is Right.
No, I can. That's interesting. Okay. Brent, if you could look into that and let me know, because I would be down. That would be fun. And then I will use all your advice that you gave me. Okay. Round four.
Cool.
Round four, we have designer accessories and shoes. So for this one, the person that gets called up is the now Brittany Godwin, not Brittany Haynes. Taryn, are you ever going to get used to Brittany Godwin?
I'm sure I will if she comes back. But if she doesn't, no. Like, it was so weird to hear that name. It's just not right. I don't connect the face with it. It sounded like a different Brittany. There have been other Britneys. I was like, what Brittany is that? And then she popped up and I was like, oh, it's that Brittany. I'm glad it's that Brittany.
Yeah, I was. I always kind of thought, oh, Brittany Martinez maybe got married. I don't know. And then no, it's Brittany Haynes. Okay, so Brittany comes up here, and this round, so she goes as a designer accessories and shoes. Her and her partner Carrie, they go $1,850. Frankie Grande and Katie go $1,200. Will and Brian go $1,900. And Jeff and Lauren go $1. Brent, why would Will and Brian go $1,900 instead of $1-ing Brittany and Carrie?
I think they are trying to – one of two things. Either they're trying to be a little bit polite and give her at least a little bit of a range to win, and they don't want to – or they don't want to get booed by the audience, you know, when they $1 somebody. And the other thing, too, is that when you $1 somebody, you're basically waving a flag at the person who's after you to do it to you. So if you bid, you know, $1,851, the person after you hears that and they're going, oh, $1,852. You know, so by bidding $1,900 in this spot, it looks a little less obvious and doesn't draw as much attention to you.
But wouldn't it make more sense to just like increase the range even more? Well, I guess it's without, if you're the highest bid, then I guess it doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. They were trying to like do an end around here where like they didn't want to call attention to the fact that they were $1-ing Brittany and her girl, but they were basically doing that. They only gave them a really small range. But this is why you don't play nice on The Price is Right, because it came back to bite them in the ass big time. Because it actually was like $1,855 or something like that. What was the price on this one?
$1,855. Yep, $1,855.
Yeah, this is why you don't play nice and The Price is Right.
I mean, it ended up working out for them in the end, but for this round, not so much.
They easily could not have. I mean, he got very, very lucky that he ended up making it on stage.
He did. Okay, so these guys advance. The game is pick a number. Which refresh my memory again, Brent, which was this game?
You had it right. It's pick a number. That's the name.
Yeah.
Of it.
But like, what is it? How does it work?
Though? Oh, there's a price of a prize. I believe in this case, it was like a trip to somewhere, maybe the Netherlands. I think
Netherlands. Yeah. Yep. Trip to
right.
Netherlands.
And you had, there's a number missing from the price. It was like 1-2 something, something. But the contestant made a big mistake, and if they had me with them, they would know not to do this. They never, ever do repeating numbers in pick a number. So the fact, like the choices to pick were 2, 4, and 6, I want to say, or 2, 4, and 0. Maybe that was it. Yeah, it was 2, 4, and 0. And the price was 1-2 something, something. So the fact that 2 was an option, the producers were giving her a little bit of a help, like, obviously, it's not the 2 because that's repeating and that wouldn't look right. So it's either the 0 or the 4. And in this case, she should have been able to figure out, obviously, if it's a $10,000 trip, it's probably just barely $10,000 and she should have gone with the 0.
All right. Wow. There you go. So she lost it. Brent's again coming in with the insight. You don't even really need Taryn. We don't even need to be on this podcast, do we?
That challenge was over before I even like noticed what was happening. And she picked a number and I was like, okay, that's going to start it. And then they were like, nope, you lost. Right. What just happened?
It's called. Well, that's it. Like, this is called. This is what Scott Green was talking about last night when they do really quick games. This is what they use on a show where they have extra stuff going on, like Julie telling the people they're evicted, and Julie like coming on to do other stuff, and Luan coming up. You know, all this extra stuff that they had, and then Julie talking at the beginning. That's time that the Price is Right is a very tightly run ship. Anything that takes time away from it has to be made up somewhere. They can't just sell less commercials, okay? So this is what happens when stuff like this is happening on a primetime show with special things, because they need to save time. So they play a game like Pick a Number.
I will say about The Price is Right, like both times, like last night and tonight, I watched these episodes and they were over before I knew it. And I was kind of like, whoa, I want more. Like that didn't seem like an hour. So they're well run.
Yeah, it does. The pacing is really good. It doesn't drag on. It's fast. We get to see lots of people that we like, and I like I said earlier, I'll watch The Price is Right. I don't know when, but next time I'm homesick from school or work, there's something for me to do. Okay. So round five, here we go. So this is the home gym, and then we see Jesse Godders like have like a flex off with the like male model guy, which was like. Taryn, what'd you think of that?
I mean, he put that guy to shame, right? Like, you saw Jesse flexing, and then you see the model guy flexing, and you were like, that model guy's hot. But then you were like, oh, he's kind of scrawny compared to Jesse, though.
Yeah, so, that shows you exactly how hot he is, that he is smaller than Jesse, and he was still blowing Jesse away by a mile. Like, it wasn't even close. By the way, a little inside baseball here. That guy who you see, who, by the way, I can't even remember his name. I want to say it's James. I think he's Australian. He beat our very own Jay Byers. From Survivor. Right, from Survivor One World. Jay Byers was the runner-up to this guy. So that's why Jay Byers is not the model for The Price is Right currently.
Was it like some sort of contest?
Yeah, it was like contest. It was like an online series, wasn't it, Brent?
Yeah, like, they had the guys come on and basically like do a couple shows, and the audience voted for this guy. I'm surprised Jay didn't win, wow. Actually. Yeah.
I bet Rob was really happy about that.
Yeah. Right. Nicole.
Oh, Nicole. Gotta love the first lady of podcasting. Okay. Man, okay, so we're running through. Okay, so on this round, just looking at it. Okay, so Ian Terry comes up. Your homeboy, Brent. Ian comes
on.
Yes, so Ian
Terry.
And Jeanette.
Best bid ever. Did you see their first bid?
2202?
Quack, quack, quack. Yes, exactly. It was freaking amazing. You guys get that, right? Like, deuces in poker are called ducks. So it's quack, quack, quack. Exactly. Yes, yes.
There you go. I did not pick up on that again.
Yes, yes. Come on, work with me here. Come on. Jeez.
Wow, Rob really, really screwed you tonight, Brent. He really, he should have put you with somebody who knew what they were talking about.
Should have put me on the main show. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, sorry. Sorry about
it. Well, I think what happened, here's what happened. I think it's because...
I know what happened, bitch.
We needed somebody to bail us out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So I think that's what the deal was, because of Reno. That's so he was like, okay, we need Brent over here. This will be okay. We'll balance it out. You'll carry
it's
the
okay.
team
no,
tonight.
No, you cannot have had me and Scott Green on the same podcast. Talking about it would have been like listening to me like for 24 hours straight. No, not good.
okay. So Jeanette and Ian go with the ducks. Frankie Grande and Katie go 1501. Brian and Will go 2400. Jeff and Lauren go 1502. They $1 Frankie Grande. And then Frankie got mad. Frankie was like, this isn't the Big Brother house, whatever. Taryn, did it not seem like I said earlier about Davon that this really, you know, could help her for getting back on the show. I feel like for Frankie, like seeing how he did tonight, it seems like if he does get called back, if it's an all-star season, he's first one out, because it seems like everybody hates him.
Right. And I actually saw after he dollar bids or whatever it's called, Ian later in the next round, Ian tweeted like, I'm going to remember this for all stars. And I was just like, yes, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to forget that, right? I mean, I feel like Frankie already isn't doing himself any favors. So if you're doing that, I mean, if he's not surrounded by season 16, and I'm sure he will come back. Sorry, guys, but I think it's inevitable, which is going to suck. But I don't think he'll be around too long just because of that, unless it's like all new players.
I was going to say something. You know, when I did a first podcast with Ali Lasher, she said something to me that's very apropos at this point. She said, "Get out of my light." Okay, this Drew. That's what Drew Carey should have said to Frankie, because this is not his freaking show. Seriously, like, why is he like adding in his own commentary at various points? I mean, like, that's just not his place. And I would not have been surprised if Drew was actually thinking that. Like, boy, shut up. This is not your show. Seriously. We do not need to hear from you.
I saw in the chat, too. I don't follow Frankie, so I didn't see this. But apparently he was complaining about his partner on Twitter during the episode, like blaming his partner for all the bad choices.
He was whispering to her the whole time. He was like, he was saying stuff. So
this is based on chat information. It's alleged, but yeah.
I trust the chat. Frankie sucks. I'm going.
Well,
with
if
the,
he doesn't suck
says.
For that, he sucks for all the mugging and posing and whatever to the camera. I mean, it was just ridiculous. Girl, this is not voguing. Like, what? What are you doing?
Oh. Yeah. Frankie, as Edward Morris says in the chat, Frankie needs to sit down. He does. I mean, okay, well, whatever. Let's move on from this the negativity that is Mr. Grande.
Well, he doesn't make it up on stage, though. That's the best part.
Which is great.
Let me just say, they rigged it for him, just like they did last night with Rupert. They gave him the green spot. They gave him the spot at the end so he can bid last. He was called as one of the first four contestants, and he still didn't make it up. Girl, bye.
Girl, bye, as Brent put it. Okay, here we go. I've got a link to the tweet. So here we go. Frankie says, in true Big Brother fashion, this is at Frankie J. Grande. He says, in true Big Brother fashion, I'm going to throw the girl I was coaching under the bus for not making it out of contestants row. Okay, so that's what he said. So I don't know.
Okay. That sounds like he's having a little fun with her. Yeah, does he say anything else?
She didn't listen to me! !!
Oh, okay.
That is what he said. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Yeah. But regardless, I had the time of my life on the show and loved meeting all the fans and hanging with my Big Brother family. Yeah. Okay. Whatever, Frankie. Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. So Will and Brian finally they get it on this round. So
they get it on. Yes.
They get it on. They get on stage with their bid of 2,400. The correct answer was 3,729 for that home gym. And then the game is this Vendo prize thing. And Drew said this is a new game. So Brent, have you ever seen this one before?
Yes, it's been on the Price is Right for about a year and a half, two years now. Actually, I think it's very visually appealing, and it's something that really hasn't been done on the Price is Right before. So I like it. I mean, they give you you have to put the little coin in the slot. It's very vintage Price is Right feeling. I like it.
Yeah, I like this one because you could kind of like play at home too. Like, I feel like you could be like, oh, okay, well, it's definitely like this one or that. I mean, I guess you can play at home for everything, but this one, I feel like there's more of that element to it because, you know, there's actual items that you would see in your regular everyday life. Taryn, right. did you find it interesting, like, that Dr. Will, the whole time while he was doing the bidding, was like very chill, and like when Brian would bid, he would just be like, he would make signals like saying like, oh yeah, like that's dumb, whatever. But then this, like when they went to the Vendo prize game, like when he was guessing, like Will kind of went like BB2 Will a little bit. He was like, yeah. And he was like cheering and going crazy. Did you not pick up on that?
Oh, I totally did. And it just it's perfect. It's vintage Will. Like, his whole shtick is to act like he doesn't care. But he's a competitive guy. He wants to win this. So you could see it in his eyes when they made it up there. And then when they were discussing it, he was all about it. He was like, I think this is this much. I think this is this much. We should go with this one. And he was spot on. So good on him.
Right. And by the way, I think Will is the kind of guy who, like, when he's in a group of people, he's like acting too cool for school. But then once the spotlight was on him and it was just him on stage with his partner, that's when he let it all hang out. So I actually can appreciate that.
Yeah, I enjoyed Will a lot tonight. He was great. Okay. Pool table is the prize for round six. And for the last round, we have James Hewling from Big Brother 17. We have him come up with a guy named Michael. They have the first bid. It kind of like this kind of sucks. Like, Brent, just explain this to me then as well. So if you're in, if you get called up last, like that, and you lose, like that's it, right?
Right. You get one chance to get out of contestants row. But, you know, many people do it. This guy wasn't lucky enough to do it, but I've seen many people do it. I would have to ask Scott Green. I don't know what the actual rules are about Price is Right. I know when I was on the Price is Right, if you got stuck in contestants row, that was it. You were done. You were off the Price is Right forever. It was just like being on stage. I mean, they counted you as being a contestant because you got like the parting gifts and stuff. I think since Drew has taken over, I want to say that if you get stuck in contestants row, that you can come back on the show after a year or something. But I'd have to double check. I'll try and do it during this show to fight, see if I can find out the answer.
Okay, so Brent is on it. So we got round six. Go ahead, Taryn.
We just got Matt Forsythe, who was on the Survivor episode last night, said we got $300, but we do count as actual contestants.
So are they
banned for 10 years then? Because 10 years is the waiting period. I know that because I was on The Price is Right, and I'm now eligible to go back on The Price is Right.
Yeah, he said yes, 10-year ban. So there we go.
Michael.
Big thank you to Matt Forsythe for that. Shout out to Matt. That was really cool seeing him last night. He was really excited with
Matt,
Jeremy,
you were
Collins.
Great, and I had no idea you were as hot as you were. Seriously. I was tweeting about that with people, actually.
Anyway, apparently all of the RHAP audience is secretly hot, and you just didn't
know
it.
They are. I was like, what?
Well, yeah, if you did, I think this was in the pre-show or on our break when Alex was frozen. Brett was talking about how hot Paul Borges is. So there you go.
Paul Borges is hot. The guy who got called down in the sixth spot, this Michael guy with James, mega hot. Like, they should put him in the Big Brother house. Like, he had future Big Brother house guests on his t-shirt. He was tall. He was thick. He had the face of an angel. Put him in the house. Yeah.
All right. So Brent loving all these dudes. Okay. So this is round six, the pool table. We see James come up. James and Michael, they go 2,800. Not quite. It's a little bit over. The correct answer was 2,695. We had Big Jeff and Lauren. They got the correct bid. They had 2,400. Ian and Jeanette went 29.95, and then Frankie and Katie $1'd them and went 29.96, but was not good enough. So we see Lauren and Big Jeff. She goes for the Volkswagen Tiguan. She loses on that. So this game, I feel like this game too, I mean, she didn't win, but it seemed like this game was so doable, Brent, like to win. Like, is this a common game on The Price is Right?
It is a common game, and if you know what you're doing for this game, it is a very winnable game. There's a thing called the cover-up strategy. It's the trick to the game is that you get another chance as long as you have one number right. Okay, that's the trick to the game. So the problem that many contestants do is that they literally try to get every number right at the very beginning, including the first two numbers, which are usually gimmies. And they use up their essentially free guesses. Now, she essentially backed her way into getting as many guesses as she feasibly could. I think she actually won one round. She did get two numbers right. But, I mean, that wasn't her intention. She wasn't trying to do that. It's definitely an instance where it's in your best interest to get the first number correct and intentionally try to miss the second number so that, you know, hopefully you pick off some of the numbers at the end just by total chance. And then on the next round, you have another chance. You know, you'll have at least three rounds to get through cover up.
Wow, we're going to have to do the evolution of the prices or of strategy for the Price is Right.
Well, if you're a fan of the Price is Right, you know this. Like, I'm not telling them anything different. I mean, like, you can go to YouTube pages. If you go to a YouTube page of the game cover up, you'll see them talking about the cover up strategy. There's a definite strategy to this game. And not only that, Drew tries to tell the contestants that when they're playing this game, he's like, remember, there's a trick to the game. You get another chance as long as you have at least one number right. But so many people are just idiots and they don't get it. So whatever.
Yeah, I tweeted about that. Like, when I watched the guy, I was like, doesn't it behoove you to only get one right at a time? So you should take guesses. And people were tweeting me back like, you're new to this show, aren't you?
They're idiots. No, you're right, Taryn. You pick up on strategy very fast. Yeah.
Good job, Taryn. This is why you're I don't know what I was even going to go with
can,
that.
I could whip Taryn into shape really fast. Taryn could be a Price is Right contestant, like, tomorrow. Like, we could get it done.
I feel like we could get it done tonight, Brent. I think we're good. I think I feel good. I feel primed. I'm ready to
right,
go.
Right.
Call,
right.
Wait, Drew, call me. Yes. Call me, Drew. Call me. Okay. All right. So that happens. She loses. And then we go to the showcase showdown. Right, Brent?
Thank you.
The showcase showdown. So Lauren and Jeff make it. Brittany and her partner Kari. Make it. Kari yeah. or whatever. And then Will, Kari, whatever. And then Will and Brian make it. Will and Dr. Will and Brian make it, which is, I mean, it's poetic justice, really. We're going to get, Dr. Will versus Janelle in the showcase round. I mean, how?
Yes. It's everything we've always wanted. We've wanted to see Dr. Will and Janelle in the final two, you know, since Big Brother 7.
For 10 years. And, 10 years, Taryn. Yes. So it's really is a thing of beauty, and I was very excited, but I had no idea how this was really going to work. So so basically what happens is they have two separate prizes, and then they just have to each guess what they think it is, and whoever gets the closest wins. Correct, Brent? They don't have to worry about going
over. They
have
two separate showcases that are filled with a couple different prizes.
Okay.
And whoever is the highest bidder, in this case it was Will and his team, they can either bid on the first showcase that they see, or they can pass it to the other team and hope for something better in the second showcase. But if the first showcase has a car in it, you should definitely bid on it, because you never know what's going to happen in the second showcase.
So anyway, Dr. Will, I mean, he proves that he is the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time, because he wins again. I was so happy when he won this thing. I was like, all right, finally, I have something to point to next time Taryn and I argue about who's better, Will or Dan.
But clearly, JP, I have big news. JP, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I have big news,
yes.
though. A 5-year prophecy has just come true. Did you see?
What was that?
That Mr. Fabulous, LaJuan, was yes. there in The Price is Right. He finally got yes. his superpower. This
that
is
was it.
It
all this time.
All this time.
Well worth it. Well worth it.
He prizes on The Price is Right. It's amazing.
There's no way he's the model there if he doesn't evict himself in Big Brother 13.
Thank
no
you.
Way.
Yes.
I love LaJuan. I feel like him and I are very, you know, we've got a great bond over our evictions. Such a nice man.
And before
LaJuan
we finish
really
up
is.
Before we finish up, can we at least acknowledge the fact that not only was Austin not called up as a contestant, he was like not even part of the conversation. He was like in the back row with a t-shirt and some glasses on, looking all grubby like he did back in Big Brother 17.
Hey, he was sitting near Parker, Brent. That's a big spot, okay? Parker from BB9.
I just love, like I said, I tweeted this. I wish I could go back in time and show Austin, this is your future. Just like, you know, the ghost of Christmas, like, future. Like, this is your future. No one's going to like you. No one cares about you. Girl, bye.
Poor Austin. Yeah, we got lots of shots of Liz and Julia tonight too. I was surprised that neither of them got called up, or they didn't come up as a pair. But I guess that would have
been cool.
Been
I would have liked that.
Yeah, that would have been cool, right? I mean, why not just do that? But okay, so Brian, this guy wins that whole prize pack, the showcase. That's all Brian's now? Is that how this works?
Yeah, you get the whole thing. Yeah.
So we got the whole thing.
And just
wow,
so
that's
you know,
pretty sweet.
If he had actually come within $500 without going over, he would have won both showcases. They might have changed it to $250. It used to be it's $250. Okay, cool. I'm sorry. I haven't watched Price is Right last year. So it used to be $500. Now they had too many double showcase winners. So now it's if you're within $250 or less and you're the winner, you get both showcases. But that didn't happen this time. But it could have. You never know. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Right. I think that wraps it up. I apologize to the listeners. I had really no idea what was going on, but I want to give a big thank you to Brent for informing Taryn and I about The Price is Right. So, Brent, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. That's what I'm here for, just to hold you guys' hand every podcast. Fine.
And, Taryn, you had something you'd like to say.
Well, we've forgotten the biggest mystery of the entire show.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Who's Kevin?
Who's Kevin? Who was Kevin,
Brent? Do we have any guesses? Like, I think it's like nobody. I think it's just somebody who's sitting with them.
Right? Yeah. It feels like maybe they didn't have enough Big Brother people. They just need to see people in there.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And Sharon in the chat is saying this, and I read this somewhere else. Lots of people. Okay, so people are saying that was Rachel's dad.
Okay. Okay. Well, Brendan wasn't with her, so she probably wanted somebody to come with her since she's, like, at the time, like, 8.5 months pregnant. So, you know, yeah, I can see that. Rachel's dad. It makes sense.
So there you go. Okay, Matt Forsyth is saying Kevin was Rachel's dad. So I feel like Matt would know. He was there. So
there we go. Thank you, Matt.
Did they all film all together? Do we know that? They must have. I feel like.
I want to say, like, two of them did, and one of them was, like, a week later. Maybe Matt knows. I'm not sure. I want to say they were. Okay. They were filmed at different times. Okay, cool. No, they didn't.
Okay. Right. They filmed at different times. That's what Matt says. Okay. So there we go. All right. Well, guys, I think that'll do it for this edition of the Reality TV Happy Hour. We came back from being on hiatus. Apologies for all of the internet issues. If you were watching us live, hopefully I can edit these out in post-production. And if you're watching this on YouTube as well, apologies, because I don't think we'll be able to edit any of that stuff out. Taryn, any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
I did another thing that I found interesting was that Jackie chose, apparently, was on the Big Brother one and not the Amazing Race one, probably because she was on the Blind Date Amazing Race and she didn't want to show up with Jeff.
And in fairness to Jackie, I think I would have made the exact same decision on her part. Brent, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
No, this is a lot of fun. It was great to see all the Big Brother contestants. By the way, Janelle and Will, do they age? I mean, seriously, both of them look absolutely stunning. Janelle in particular, she just looks, I mean, she's a goddess. Come on.
Seeing them stand next to each other on the final showcases thing, like, oh man, amazing.
And not only that, but Janelle is a mom now. She's a mom and she looks this good, people. I mean,
and Will's a dad. Will's a dad.
Yeah. I know. Well, you know.
So. They really ruined his figure, though.
The kids
he didn't
do.
Carry it as well as Janelle.
They do. It's hard to have kids.
Did you see that shade that Drew threw at Will when he was talking about the Reese's cups? And Will said, oh, they're a dollar. And Drew was like you know what they are. Like you've ever eaten them before. Yeah, it was great. He was like throwing shade at the thin guy. Yeah, like.
So funny.
Yeah.
Okay, hashtag ideas for tonight. Hashtag RIP Alex, or hashtag you can't spell crappy internet without Parhar or something like that. I don't
know. Alex was robbed.
Yeah, I don't know what we want to go. Hashtag Alex got pushed.
Alex got pushed.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go with hashtag Alex got pushed is the hashtag. Thank you to Matt Ligori for that suggestion. So if you want to tweet us and let us know what you thought about this edition of the Happy Hour, let us know. You can follow us all on Twitter. I'm at Jordan Parhar. Taryn is at Armstrong Taryn. Brent is at One Lucky Yay. And Alex is at Alex Kidwell. And don't forget to use the hashtag. And tomorrow we will be live we'll be talking to Joel LeFay from Big Brother Canada 4. We'll be breaking down his game, asking him some questions. So that'll be between Alex, Joel, and myself. We will be on a Google Hangout, so we won't have any of these internet issues, hopefully. And hopefully Alex's internet situation has been sorted out by then. Also, do not forget, Saturday night, we've got another special podcast for you. 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Brent cannot make it because he's got work, but Taryn and Alex will be with me. We will be doing a Big Brother Canada think tank. So what we're going to be doing is taking your suggestions as to how to make Big Brother Canada better than it already is. So if you have any ideas or suggestions, you can get those into me. You can tweet me, use the hashtag BBCanThinkTank. Or you can send me an email. I'm parharjordan@gmail.com. And those suggestions are really anything you think that could help improve the show. So that whether that's twists, random game elements, casting themes, whatever it is, we're going to discuss lots of different ideas. Take your suggestions. And hopefully, I mean, Arissa Cox did listen to some of the Happy Hour BB Can 4 shows towards the end of the season. So, you know, maybe somebody from production will listen and maybe we can get one of these twists on the show. That would be pretty cool. So if you can please get those in, that would be awesome. Okay, guys. Well, for Alex Kidwell, Brent Wolgamott, and Taryn Armstrong, I'm Jordan Parhar. Hashtag Alex got pushed. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Peace out. R-H-A-P. Reality TV. We're happy hour. Reality TV. We're happy hour. Oh, yeah. The theme song of the reality TV Rehappy Hour is written and performed by Ryan Elder. Check out more of his work at ryanelder.com.